I'm a longline fisherman and a troller, and I think there's a lot of people out there who catch more fish than I do. So I'm not quite sure why I was chosen.
That's Dan Falvey. Just about everybody gets it but him. Here's Eric Jordan.
It's not about how many fish you catch or whether you were the top dog competitively. It's about what you did to contribute to the future of the fisheries.
I got into fishing because I was up in Alaska on a summer adventure and ran out of money in Sitka, and hopping on a fishing boat seemed like the best thing to do. Then after a while on the boat, I got good enough at my duties on deck that I could actually look around and see what an amazing place Alaska is and what a unique perspective you have as a fisherman. Being out there day in and day out, you're no longer an outsider looking in. You become kind of part of the natural processes.
Falvey's Alaska adventure ran short of cash in the 1980s. Not too long after, he went back to school to earn a master's degree from Western Washington University in resource management and policy. Issues that may frustrate anyone else are right in Falvey's sweet spot.
I was always really impressed with how clear Dan's thinking was on complex fisheries management, sharing, and conservation issues. He had a gift for analyzing and articulating the most complex issues in a way that helped clarify it for all those involved working with him.
Falvey began salmon trolling on the Seaboy, which he bought from Sitka's first national fisherman highliner, John Marr. Now he runs the 47-foot freezer boat Myriad.
I think after trolling for a lot of years, he just realized that by moving into the freezer, I was able to create a better product and actually able to stay out and follow the fish up and down the coast, instead of having to come into town all the time. And so it gives you a certain freedom to just kind of stay out there and watch the run build and the run ebb and move where you need to go while you're creating one of the highest quality products that are able to be created.
Falvey is too young to have participated in the upheavals that shaped the modern salmon industry, but he'd have his opportunity in groundfish. Falvey and 2009 highliner Linda Benkin have been the brain trust behind the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, ALFA, for most of its existence. Benkin would serve three terms on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council during some of its stormiest years. Falvey served on the council's advisory panel. When the spray had settled, Eric Jordan says the book had been rewritten on halibut and black cod fishing in Southeast, and not just the book on individual fishing quotas, or IFQs.
The collaboration of him and Linda Benkin has been one of the great teams for our industry. When he was on the advisory panel and Linda was on the council, they worked together to really change the fisheries in Southeast. Everybody knows about the IFQ deal, but they also, one of the biggest things I think in the that he worked on with Linda is taking the groundfish trawl fisheries out of Southeast Alaska into federal waters. That has changed the whole ecosystem here in Southeast Alaska for the better.
Recently, ALFA has branched out into research. Falvey is helping administer several concurrent grants studying issues ranging from sperm whale depredation to an onboard electronic observer program that could save the small boat fleet and the taxpayer money. Falvey hints that this work is a relief from the bluster of fisheries policy.
What I have most enjoyed is working with the innovation and natural problem-solving abilities that the fishing fleet has to apply those skills to address some of the issues we face. And I also like working with the scientists and the managers of our industry to try and integrate the perspective that the fishermen gain by being out there day in and day out with the perspective the fishery managers have. And I think when you bring those two perspectives together and you each can learn from each other, it helps result in a long-term sustainable future.
Sometimes the mantle just falls on you, and you don't choose it so much as you choose not to avoid it. It comes to you, and it's almost like a responsibility. And somebody with the gifts that Dan has, I think it wasn't so much a choice as it was a calling.
Dan Falvey has a wife, Kathy, and two kids, Emma, age 12, and Jake, 9. He says they're becoming more and more of a fishing family all the time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.